remembering him, what he did on the cross for you. He saw you. He loved you so much that even in your worst, he went to Calvary for you. He finished what his Father asked him to do. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Tommy. Thanks for joining us today at the Church at Bushland. Man, we pray that your faith will be encouraged and inspired from today's message.
Man, it is good to see you. Obviously, we're taking communion this morning. If you've been with us this summer, I've been doing a series called Summer Shorts, taking the shortest verses in the Bible and kind of talking about them, preaching on them. And today is not necessarily a verse. I'm using Luke 22:19. That's where the Passover and the Last Supper and all that. But Jesus uses a phrase in there, in remembrance of me. In remembrance of me. And that's what we're going to talk about. Yes, it's not a verse. But if that phrase, that scripture, that word, if you can just get that to stick in your head. In remembrance of me. In remembrance of me. Everything you do is a rhythm of what he did for you. Everything. And do it out of a grateful and thankful heart every time. Because my friends, when we take this bread that represents the body and the juice that represents his blood, we got to do it in remembrance of him. And we are a rich people. Speaking of a rich people, how about America? Amen. Give us some love for America. 250 years, man. All right. And we blew everything up last night. I mean, we just blew everything up. Pity the cats and dogs. We just blew everything up, all right? I mean, a light show 360 everywhere, man. I mean, everywhere. And I know out here in Bushland, man, woo, Lord, hell, they ought to just, there's some money in the air up there, all right? They blew up stuff till 3 a.m., and some of you are feeling that this morning, all right? But beautiful stuff. But man, as a nation, I love Psalm 33:12 says simply that blessed is a people whose God is the Lord. Blessed is a people whose God is the Lord. Not blessed is a people whose God. There's a lot of gods out there, but God is the Lord. He's the one true King of kings and Lord of lords. And that's what makes America great, is when we bow our knee to the one true God, and that's the God that is the Lord over everything. And that's what's beautiful about us. And this holiday, we wanted to celebrate not just communion, but also remembering those. John 15:13 simply says, greater love has no one than this, and a friend that would lay down his life for him. And I'm telling you right now, folks, there's been many friends that have laid their life down for this country. Many men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so we could do what we did last night, okay? I mean, at my house, we just simply got in the pool. We played some volleyball in the pool. Then we got out, we ate. We got back in the pool. We played some more volleyball. We got out, we ate some more. Then we played some pickleball, and we did some trash talking, and some people lost, and some people won, and I'm not going to talk about that. But then we got back in the pool, and we ate some more, and then we got back in the pool, and then we watched everybody blow up everything. I mean, that's pretty much it, all right? And that's pretty much what we did. But in the midst of all of that, in the midst of all of that, the beauty of all that, the fun of all that, we are a blessed nation. And freedom to just think about that, man. What we did yesterday with family and friends, and then last night as a country, and then to get up in the morning after that nap last night, all right, and walk into worship freely. Not being told where to worship, not being told you can't worship, but we walked in and worshiped freely. And we brought the word of God with us. We didn't have to hide in a tunnel. We didn't have to hide in a building. We didn't have to hide. We absolutely, as a nation, we are free, man, to do what we did yesterday, to blow stuff up and celebrate America, but then to get up and come to worship today. Not being told where to do it, but freely getting to do it. Freedom was not free, amen. Freedom wasn't free, man. And so if you haven't already, please stop and say thank you to the men and women who answered the call. I'm telling you, it was a call. God said, go and serve this nation. And they answered the call. And some gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could enjoy what we have as a country. And we are a rich, rich people. And my prayer is that we would always have Psalm 33:12 as a banner over us. Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the people. So this morning, as we come to the table to do this in remembrance of him, can I say this to you? If you're visiting this holiday weekend, or maybe just walking in for the very first time, may not have been coming here very long, and your membership may not be here, okay? I want you to know, as the lead pastor of this house, this is not a closed church to communion. We're not a closed house, okay? Sometimes you can go to a church that's a closed communion or closed house to communion. And what that means is, if you're not a member of that local church or that particular church, when communion is passed, you are not served communion. And that can sting, all right? That can sting. We've had a lot of church members that have found themselves at in different places and when they're traveling. And they have all said to me, I went to a church, they were taking communion, and it was a closed communion. And they didn't serve us. We couldn't take communion. I just want you to know something. That's not this house. That's not this house. We're not a closed communion, we're open communion, okay? Meaning, this table does not belong to this church, it does not belong to me, it belongs to the Lord. And what gets you to the table of the Lord's is nothing that man did or something a church did. It's what Jesus did on a cross at Calvary. And he died for you, and you took on, you got his righteousness because he died in your place. And you became righteous, not because you're righteous, but because he's righteousness, and you died and were born and saved and set free, and his righteousness is on you. And the blood of Jesus cleansed us from sin. And if you know the Lord as your Savior and Lord this morning, if there's been a time in your life that God's knocked on your heart, you heard the Holy Spirit call you to salvation, and you said yes to him, this table's for you. That's what qualifies you to get into the table, not church membership. Your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life will trump any name written in a church book anytime, all right? So membership is not the ticket here. Jesus is the ticket. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, this table is for you, table for you. So when we take communion in just a little bit and the deacon serve you, if you're visiting from out of town, here with family, or just walking in for the very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome home. Welcome to the family, man. This communion's for you because of Jesus, because of the cross. I want to show you in scripture. I want to read to you Luke 22. I'm going to read this real fast, and then we're going to take communion because communion is the service today. It's a sweet time together as a church. So this is Luke 22. I'm going to begin in verse 14 if you want to follow with me. This is subtitled in the text, The Last Supper, Jesus. His apostles were meeting, upper room, disciples, upper room. And Jesus is basically from this point right here, this is the last supper because it's the last time he's going to be with them before Judas does what he does. They arrest him, they try him, they crucify him, all the works, okay? So he's meeting with them, and this is where this text comes from. Luke 22, look at verse 14. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds its fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Verse 19. And he took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of him. We do this morning in remembrance of him. I want you to think about who you were before Christ. Before you gave your life to Christ and were born again. I want you to do it thinking about him, remembering him, what he did on the cross for you. He saw you. He loved you so much that even in your worst, he went to Calvary for you. He finished what his Father asked him to do. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we do this morning in remembrance of him. We celebrate as a country 250 years of freedom in remembrance of what? Those men and women that went before us. Greater friend has no one than this, than a friend that would lay down his life. Jesus is our greatest friend. He laid down his life for us. He laid it down, man. They didn't run him down, throw a net around him and catch him. He gave his life freely for you and me. He gave us what we could not do for ourselves, and that is forgiveness of sin, cleansing of sin, and rebirth. And when they raised Jesus from the dead, he conquered sin and death. Oh, death, where is your sting? That's our Jesus. And we do this morning, taking the bread that represents the body of Christ. Oh, it wasn't pretty. The cross wasn't pretty. But it wasn't supposed to be pretty. It wasn't supposed to be pretty. All right? They nailed him to the cross. Nailed him there. Okay? And the blood, the juice that we will take, represents the blood of Christ. Without the remission of sin, without the remission of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. None. And listen to me, the blood of Calvary is still wet today, my friend. It still cleanses today, still saves today, still makes new today, still restores today. If you find yourself in a place where the reality of the blood of Jesus and his forgiveness needs to be on you, let it be on you today. As we take the bread representing the body of Christ, let that be a reminder of he loves you, man. He loves you deeply. He did that for you. So like you last night, as we watched all the fireworks, where we live, there's a park and a playa, and the playa is full of ducks and geese. And I told this in the first service. As I stood there in the AC, watching out the window with no mosquitoes, watching South Amarillo and most of Canyon go up in the air, beautiful fireworks show. But as I watched that, in the midst of that, there were geese and ducks and tons of wildlife in that playa that was like, what in the fat is going on? And they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. And I watched them as fireworks went off, flying around with nowhere to go. Nowhere. Their peace and sanctuary had been uprooted. They didn't sign up for that last night. They didn't. They didn't wait in line for that show. And in the midst of all of that and the chaos of everything, what was once normal and peaceful and calm became chaotic and crazy. And I'm not trying to be a hugger of a bird. I'm just saying that as I sat there and watched it, I thought, there's been those moments in my life where I got up and it was peaceful. And before the day was over, it became crazy, chaotic. My peace was uprooted by sounds and noises and things I didn't understand, and I don't even know what's going on. And I was uprooted out of peace and thrown into chaos. But this morning as I got up, and I sat down a little before 5 with a cup of coffee, and I looked out the same window when I was in my study as the sun began to kind of shine on the water about 6 a.m., 6:15. You know what I saw? The same ducks, the same geese, the same wildlife that ran out of that peace, ran away from home, so to speak, had come back home. Because we all went to bed and ran out of money. finally we'll see tonight. But in the midst of that, peace came back. And I thought, the anchor always holds. I can always come back home. I can come back to his peace. When my life gets chaotic and crazy and I don't understand it and I don't have answers and I say more I don't know than I know, he knows. He's my peace. He does not change like shifting sand. He's not rattled by gunpowder and explosions. And though sometimes in life it happens to us, we can always come home, back to him. I run to my strong tower, amen. I run to my Jesus. Maybe this morning, that wasn't just last night for you, that's been 26 for you. Maybe you still find yourself there. Can I say this to you? You've come home today. You come to his table. And let him renew the peace in your life. Let him solidify that he is the anchor that holds. Let him show you and remind you that he's a rock of your salvation. That he doesn't change like shifting sand. And he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And though it gets chaotic for hours, it will always be peace in his presence. And so this morning, as we take communion, come to the table, may you sit with him and let the peace of God drip all over you like sweet honey from heaven. And if you find yourself parched and dry and in a season of, I don't know, I don't understand, let him water you. Let him water you. Because nothing is like peace and nothing's like Jesus. So when we come to the table today, you and Jesus, just like in the upper room, okay?
Hey, thanks for joining us today here at the Church at Bushland Online. Hey, if you were inspired by today's message, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop a message in the comments, or you could email us at info@thechurchatbushland.com. We'd love to hear what God's doing in your life. Also, man, if there's anything we could agree for in prayer with you guys, just text the word pray to 806-557-1800. We believe there's power in agreement with the Lord. And so if we could pray for you, just do that for us. And if you'd like to connect further with us through social media, just search The Church at Bushland. You can find out more things that are coming up here and get involved that way. And then if you'd like to plan a visit, we'd love to see you face-to-face. We have services here 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. You can go to our website, thechurchatbushland.com, and plan that visit, and we look forward to meeting you that way. Finally, man, just thanks again for joining us. Pray your faith was encouraged, and we look forward to journeying with you in the days ahead. So have a blessed day.